Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I am doing a quick first impressions review of the currently airing Korean drama titled My Man is Cupid. This drama, as of the time of this recording, has only aired 6 of the 16 episodes. So I thought that I would give a quick first impressions because I do like this drama. Again, like I said, the title of the drama is My Man is Cupid. Terrible title. Awful. They should have chosen a better title and probably, you know, would have attracted more people, but you know, we keep going because I do enjoy this drama and I look forward to more and more episodes. So to begin, I want to give a quick spoiler alert that if you've not seen any of the episodes, you should probably click off, because again, I do spoil things. That is a thing I do in all my reviews. So again, if you've not seen this and you want to kind of be surprised, not that there's a lot of surprising things, but again, it's better if you click off, watch the first 6 episodes and then come back at least, because by that point, you know, you'd have been up to date on where I am as of time of this episode. So anyways, to give a quick synopsis, My Man is Cupid is basically a story about an animal doctor and a fairy. So it has some fantasy elements. So basically, it goes that, you know, there's a fairy, he's Cupid, basically he makes people fall in love, and we have our female lead that is kind of somebody that is an outlier in that she doesn't have a red string of fate that, you know, can connect her to any other person that, you know, can make her fall in love. And so I guess there's that intrigue, or she's kind of intriguing to the Cupid, and so that's kind of where that starts, and it is that curiosity that kind of sparks interest, and you know, they kind of go from there. So it's very sweet. I really am enjoying this more than I thought I would. The casting wise, it stars Nana, and again, for those who know, I am a huge fan of Nana, especially from Into the Ring. So to see her in this and to see her still be as amazing and look as amazing as she's always been is really, really good. So I am kind of glad she's in this, and she's kind of the thing that I guess pushed me to watch this, because honestly, if I was going to be honest, I actually don't know who Jang Do-yoon is. So Jang Do-yoon is the male lead playing Cho Sang-hyuk, right? And so he's the Cupid character, and honestly, I mean I've seen him in stuff, but only I guess as supporting roles. So he's not the one that drew me to this. It was Nana playing Obegrion that really, you know, brought me here. So yeah, those are the two main casts. We also have Park Ki-wung, who is playing Seo Jae-hee. And he's, I guess, the second male lead, the detective. So yeah, those are the three main cast in this, and everybody else is listed as support. Yeah, so really, again, nothing A-list or anything here. There are no like huge stars in this. But still, I think that maybe that's part of its charm and everything. It's very light in a way, and so you know, it's a very fun watch, at least for me. So first thoughts going into this drama, again, I felt like this drama just dropped out of nowhere. There wasn't any marketing for it. That's maybe because it's Prime. Like, Prime has a lot of things that is competing for their attention anyways, right? Amazon. So like, this is not their main business, right? Their main business is shipping. Whereas if it was Netflix, this is what they do. And so they, you know, put as much money into the marketing as possible. So maybe in that sense, this is not getting as much of a buzz because of that. But honestly, it's not helping itself too either, because the poster as well is very basic. It's nothing special about it. But all that still, for me, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, I think it's beating all the other dramas I'm watching at the moment, because it's just that good. And for a lot of reasons, it's not necessarily a new idea that they are going with. The idea of like a mythical being falling in love with this average girl is not something new, right? It's not a new idea. Again, it reminds me of kind of like Angel's Last Mission, which is a drama that starred Shin Hye-sun. He also does that thing that a lot of rom-coms do, which is that they add the murder mystery element to it. This drama also does that. And you know, all these things make it seem like it would not be a fun watch, but for me, for some reason, it is. It's in all the spots. It's just really, really good. First of all, I would say that the murder mystery aspect hasn't overtaken the romantic part. Like, it's not the overarching theme, and you don't feel like it's going to take away from the main story. So even though there's a murder going on in the background, and our female lead is kind of embroiled in that, you don't get the sense that it will affect her too much, right? You know, you never get that sense of fear or suspense or just nail biting that, oh my god, what if she, you know, gets attacked or anything. Like, the way the drama is shot in such a way that it's really the cuteness that overshadows, and you kind of can just enjoy those moments without worrying that something bad is going to happen, which is good, because honestly, if a murder mystery or the murder mystery starts to take over, I don't think I'll be able to watch this either. But for now, it's going really, really well, and it's pretty solid in that sense. One of the main things that makes this drama worth it for me is actually the character of the female lead as well. I feel like she is also just a refreshing character. And the reason why I feel that is for a bunch of reasons. The first one is because she's not afraid to be honest with herself, right? In that she's a lonely person, she's lonely, and she wants companionship, and she's not afraid or embarrassed or shy about that, right? She wants love, she wants a man, and so, you know, she goes out, you know, and is willing to hike for 1,000 consecutive days. Not a lot of can do that, right? But she's willing to do that because of the hope that at the end of that, she'll find her one true love. I like that about her, right? It's very honest in that sense. The second reason why I like her is because, again, piggybacking on the first thing I said, she is true to herself in that once she falls for our male lead, Chun Sang-hyuk, right? She's all in, right? She's not playing hard to get. She's not shy. She means business, right? She instantly tells him that, you know, she's attracted to him. And I think that makes her like the biggest green flag of all, you know, like it's very rare for female leads to be written that way. But honestly, it just makes her kind of likable and mature, right? Yeah. And the third thing that I like about her is that, and this might be because she's a vet, but I just like how she's good at, you know, managing things and being herself, right? She actually feels like an adult, you know, a quirky one, definitely, but an adult nonetheless, right? Like, there's a sense that she would exist in real life, right? Does anyone get that feeling? Like, yeah, this kind of person, I can see her existing in our own real world, right? And honestly, she's the driving force of why I am watching this drama. She's just so refreshing, interesting, just a breath of fresh air, right? And again, Nana is gorgeous, and she has such a lovely smile. Like, she hasn't changed one bit from Into the Ring. Like, it's amazing. And honestly, she deserves all the accolades. I really wish I would see her in more things. She doesn't act as much, I would say, as a lot of like the other actresses I like, but honestly, she's also one of the best. But yeah, that's the first thing I really, really like about this drama. The female lead is just really, really well written. So yeah, the next thing that I will talk about in that, what makes me like this drama is the way the dialogue is. It's super witty and fresh, at least to me. Just how people talk, it's very unforced and very real, given that it's like a fantasy mix kind of thing. Like, there's something about the way people are having conversations that just seems, you know, real and just fun to watch. I especially like, and a lot of people will not have noticed this, but I notice little things like this. Nana and her friend, when they communicate and when they talk, you know, I just like seeing how they talk about things, their concerns, their worries, and you know, for some reason it just resonates with me. Like, I could imagine that me and my friend having those kinds of conversations, right? And in a way, when the friend is talking especially, I always get the sense that they've written her in such a way that she's not just there to be the character that is the best friend of the female lead. I feel like even though she's not saying a lot and she's not getting a lot of scenes, the way she speaks gives me the feeling of that this person has an existence separate from being the best friend of the female lead, right? I don't know how to explain it better, but it seems that like when she's not being shot or when the camera is not on her, she still exists and she still has other things that she's doing, right? That's the vibe I get when she's on screen. And I really like that when they can write characters like that, that, you know, gives you that sense of that they are human beings outside of everything. They don't act so much, right? For example, you know how there are some friends in dramas where it's like their existence is just there to be the friend of the female lead or to be the colleague of the male lead, right? That's not how it is here, right? There's a sense, even though, yeah, definitely that is what they are, just the friend of the male lead or the female lead, it still doesn't feel that way. And I like when writing is that good, or when scripts and dialogue is that good. And so, yeah, I really enjoy that about this as well. Again, just very fresh, witty dialogue that, you know, not a lot of dramas do. And so when I see them talk, I can listen to them talk for quite a while because it's like two friends communicating and it's very real and everything. So I really like that too about this drama. I would say that I also like the detective and his group of teammates. They are very funny to watch in the sense that, again, I just feel like they have this dialogue and this, you know, conversations that just seem genuine, like as if it would really be happening in real life, right? I will say that regarding the detective, I will say that my sense is that, you know, he is the one that is a true soulmate, right? And in the past life, I assume that he turned evil because she was killed, right? Despite that fact, I like that they have not made the detective the bad guy, right? They've given him more of a nuanced, deep character in this new life, right? So he's actually a really, really good person in this new life, right? He's a detective, right? And rather than being a villain, right, even though he's still the second male lead, he has kind of an interesting role. Not just to be there, to be like, I love the female league and I want her. No, he has a job and he's doing his job and stuff like that. Even though, yes, he also likes the female league and stuff like that. So they kind of do not make him douchey, which is very, very, like, it's a very good distinction, right? Of how they've written him. And I mean, that could change. I mean, we're only on episode 6. And on that note, if there's one thing I am scared about, it is the fact that it's 16 episodes long, because 16 episodes is a long time, and I don't know what they can do in 16 episodes. They can probably make up a lot of bad plots along the way, but I trust the writer in this and the director, because as of now, it's actually very, very good. But, you know, 16 episodes is a long, like, 12 is now, like, I've bought into the 12 episode scheme that Korean dramas are going for these days, and anything more scares me. Well, we'll see. Hopefully it's good till the end. I am really, really enjoying it. I like the fantasy aspect. You know, there are a lot of mysteries that are in here, like who is the little kid. The older guy, I think, is like the god figure, right? So the older man is the one that's kind of like cooking up all this, like, things, and, you know, I guess it's the one that gives the fairies their powers and everything. But the little kid, I feel like maybe is actually more interesting, and there's more to the kid because they've shown him a lot. So, you know, little things like that and elements like that make this drama kind of just interesting for me. And it's just very low key, despite, again, the murder mystery in the background. It's still very low key, still good for just like a rainy day watch, right? It's just something about it that I really, really like. And I'm looking forward to more and more episodes. So, yeah, if you've not watched this, definitely check it out. You won't be disappointed. Next week, I want to say that I'll probably do a 2023 wrapped and just talk about my favorite dramas of the year or something like that, you know, just to kind of end the year and, you know, welcome the new 2024 year. So you guys should look forward to that. That's it for this episode. Do check out the drama My Man Is Cupid. It's very, very good. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.